Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to one of our buddies, Brian Jones, CBS Sports college football analyst. You see him on College Football Today on the weekends. And, Brian, we got a special tonight on CBS Sports Network, Inside College Football. What time does that start tonight?
Man, that ain't special. That's every Tuesday night. Where you been, Joe? Come on.
You know what? No. Listen, I just want to let you know that tonight's a special one because you guys got a lot to talk about with these coaches. These coaches getting NFL Plus money.
Wait. You good. I know you didn't have you done talked a lot of women off the ledge, huh?
With Brian, he spun that around perfectly.
Man. See, what I was saying was,
What I meant to say
we promote
was,
your show right, every week. Right. Since your ass ain't down here, oh, we always promoting that show. You didn't know that.
Ryan, it stinks that there's not a lot to talk about around college football right now, right? There's no coaching changes, no big games coming up, nothing going on in college football.
Hey, Brian, how about this Lincoln Riley going to USC? I was shocked.
Dude,
how about you?
Listen, we went from conference realignment at the beginning of the year to head coach realignment. I mean, this has been incredible. All the headlines flowing yesterday, it was such a difficult task to keep up with all these moving parts. I thought it was a huge coup for SC to pull an entrenched coach there at OU to their school. It's going to be huge. He's going to be the biggest kid in the sandbox because it's wide open out there in the Pac-12. And now to get that type of hype for not only USC but for the conference as a whole, and having played at UCLA prior to transferring to Texas, man, just knowing that landscape and the fertile recruiting ground, hell, he doesn't have to leave, you know, a 50-mile radius. He can do all this recruiting right there in Southern California. And you've already seen the defectors off from Oklahoma, especially the cats that live out there in California that were coming to Oklahoma. It's going to be a win-win for all involved. And lastly, his concepts and schemes – already in place because they had Graham Harrell, who comes from that air raid offense that was the OC the last couple of years. So the kids that are already there on campus, they have an idea of what they're about to get into. Now you have one of the best, if not the best, at running that offense, and Lincoln Riley leading your program.
I think the one that surprised us even more than Lincoln Riley is Brian Kelly took the damn money and left Notre Dame to go to LA. I mean, that's got to be a money grab. There's no other way to say it. What do you think?
No, Joe. That dude wants to win a national title, and he came close. Well, I say he came close. He got bludgeoned every time he was in the playoffs. So not necessarily close, but at least he was in that dance. I think he wants to go down and he wants to win a national title. It wasn't just about the money. That helps. I mean, I ain't gonna begrudge anyone taking that much green. So that's gonna assist. But the type of athletes they have there, and look how well defensively they've been playing there at LSU these last few ball games. What they did to Bama, knocking off Texas A&M this past weekend, you know, holding Arkansas to what, about 10 points, 13 right. points as well. The pieces are there. You can recruit like crazy at LSU. He's won everywhere he's been. Go back to Grand Valley State. You know, you go back to Cincinnati, you go to Notre Dame, all-time winningest coach. He just couldn't get over that hump at Notre Dame. He's done as much as he can. So go down to LSU. I love it. It does say a lot about the SEC and what it brings to the table. If you can garner and attract the type of coach, a coach from Notre Dame, one of the most storied programs in all of college football, get him to bring his ball down there, man, that's a huge win. I think that's as huge as Lincoln Riley going to SC.
Well, Brian, it's funny because we had the conversation here on this show about ranking the job openings in USC. This is before Lincoln Riley obviously took the job out there. But USC, LSU, we had Miami in the mix too if they get rid of their coach. But, man, now Notre Dame opening up. This is a high-profile job. There's going to be a lot of coaches that want this job, including possibly a head coach maybe in Jacksonville for the Jaguars right now, who always said that was his dream job. What do you think is going to happen there?
You don't
Notre
think
Dame?
He takes that job, do you?
I don't even think they call it. With all the things that occur off the field with Urban Meyer, I don't believe they even ring his phone. They might surprise me and do that. Hell, we've been surprised all weekend long and into yesterday. Never say never. I think you got to look at your young defensive coordinator and Marcus Freeman. We'll see whether or not he goes with Brian Kelly down to LSU. Luke Fickell would be a perfect fit for that program. Go from beating them to leading them. He's done a fabulous job there at Cincinnati. Of course, they're right on the cusp of getting into the college football playoff. I think that's a phone call you make as well. So those would be my one and two. I would put Fickell one, Freeman two, since he's there on campus already.
Brian, all right, we got to spend a little time here in South Florida. Now, Manny Diaz is out recruiting right now. He still got the job. It's going to take him about 8.5 months to find an athletic director because they don't have any clue what they're doing. But I'm curious, if the job opens up, is it still an attractive job for you?
Hell yeah. Come on. That's a very attractive job. You're in the state of Florida. It's summer year-round. Come on. Why wouldn't that be an attractive job? And knowing the history and the alumnus that have come through there, that winning pedigree that used to live there annually, yes, that's a very attractive job. And you got someone who could possibly come in there and turn that thing around. I mean, they look good here at the end of the season. I give Matty Diaz credit because none of us saw that coming. We didn't expect them to continue to fight as they have done. Rhett Lashley, who's now going back to SMU, got Tyler Van Dyke to play extremely well, a young quarterback. So you have to tip your hat to what they were able to accomplish at the end of the year. I think it's terribly wrong to sit there and have your head coach just hanging in the wind.
We agree.
So give the guy some idea of what direction you're going to go. If you're going to leave it up to the new AD, well, damn it, go hire the new AD. You knew this was coming. Move. Make a move and get your AD in place and then go from there. Because you not only have your head coach, you have all these assistant coaches are sitting there wondering what their fate is.
Right.
And I just think that's doing a disservice to those cats.
Brian, I'm glad you said that, man. We've been all over that about how dysfunctional this group is and finding this athletic director after and knowing that they were going to get rid of the athletic director when they did. That's just no excuse for it. But I do want to ask you the two names that pop up. And which one you like more? Mario Cristobal, maybe a long shot. Maybe you're rolling your eyes right now. And Lane Kiffin. Which guy would you want to run your program down here, knowing since you spend so damn much time down here, which one's a good fit?
Well, Lane's kind of like me, man. He might be too wild. he can coach his behind off, and he's another one in that long line with not a long line, I should say short line with Lincoln Riley as far as just a brilliant offensive mind and how he transformed that Alabama offense and it's still flowing because of what he brought to the table when he was there under Nick Saban. Cristobal, of course, you know, he's one of their own. And he has really taken Oregon, you know, maybe not to that national title game, but he's kept them in the forefront of things happening there in the Pac-12. I think they win in the rematch versus Utah this weekend. That's what they seem to always do, lay an egg and then come back and look like a totally different team. I would have him 1A, 1B, man. Kiffin, he's been down that way, of course, when he was at FAU. You may have to worry about some shenanigans off the field, but hey, it's Miami. Anything goes, right? As long as you're winning football games. So I would lean Kiffin because of the offensive prowess, man. And you can come in with a young quarterback like Tyler Van Dyke. You know he's going to attract some guys with speed. Not saying Cristobal wouldn't, because you look at how he's recruited there at Oregon. But I would lean Kiffin in that scenario.
You know how this works, right? If with Lane Kiffin, this is what we've been told because we hear he's interested in the job. One boat, one house, and one girlfriend that he has here in South Florida. That's the word. I know it's because I know how you are, and I just want to let you know. I didn't say ladies. I said lady.
It wasn't plural? Hey, how you gonna shop with me like that?
Well,
man?
He can't run with you. I know that. That's just not gonna happen.
No, Joe, that was BJ.
Right.
Brian you're talking to.
You're talking to Brian, Joe. Come on, we're talking to Brian.
Brian Joe. You're not talking to BJ, okay?
Brian Jones joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline right now. Brian, what do you think about the hire in Gainesville? Napier going to the Florida Gators.
I've got some reservations about that from the guys I've talked to. He's going to really have to bring in some dudes that can handle that locker room. That may not be his forte. I know they've won. He's done a hell of a job there at Louisiana. They're playing the team that's been their nemesis for a while until they knocked him off App State. But there's no doubting that track record and what he's been able to amass as their head coach. But we'll see how he handles that locker room and recruiting. That's going to be the key. And that was a downfall for Dan Mullen. He had no hold, no discipline, really no culture there. I don't know what the hell the culture was at Florida under Dan Mullen, other than inheriting some great recruits from the predecessor. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a wait and see. X's and O's. He looks like he's fine on the field, but set stuff in that locker room. That's where you really set the standard as far as this is who we are. This is how we're going to play. And so I want to see how that takes hold. That will be key for Napier.
I tell you what, Brian brought his A game today.
He did.
I heard it was good stuff today, man. I know you've been busy, Brian.
you were second BJ. I apologize.
You've come a long way, my man, since I first met you, Brian. Thank you, brother, for coming on today.
Thanks,
man.
Brian.
We appreciate it.
All right, guys, and thank you for always promoting Inside College Football on CBS Sports Network.
That's right, Tuesday nights.
He's always on.
No, we're
with
you.
We always promote that thing when you're – yeah, of course. Thank you.
Don't let Joe fool you. Thanks, Brian. Don't let Joe fool you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Brian Jones from College Football Today and the CBS Sports Network. He's a college football analyst.
All right, and we got a lot of stuff to get to here, and so we get ready to jump into the 9 o'clock hour. One part of sports we don't like to talk about, but it's just a fact, is sports-related injuries. Sooner or later, they happen to all of us. Even as we get older, the whole body breaks down, whether you're in team sports, individual sports. Kids are playing a lot of games and a lot of practice in these days, and that means with it comes injury. But it sure is nice to know that we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I didn't say South Florida. I'm talking in the country, right here in our backyard. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. The big dogs, man, ready to help you. So people ask, where do the pros go? I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Trust those great doctors. And a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. That's right. And they are fantastic. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists. Some of the best specialists for every part of the body. So when you go there and go, look at this injury, have you ever seen it? And they go, yeah, like 25 times today. They know how to fix it. They know how to rehab it. They know how to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. I got more great news. Besides the fact that they're in Dade County, we're also in Broward County with a brand new, beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island, just opened a few months ago. with all those great doctors up there as well. They're working Dade and Broward for you, taking care of all our Dade and Broward athletes, and they're going to take good care of you. The next time you have any kind of injury, just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.